Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. We thank God for you tuning in with us today. This is Pastor Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here bringing you greetings from Amen, Genesis International Ministries, and also Ulysses Morgan Ministries. We thank God for you tuning in with us. Amen. We've been out. We've been across country. Amen. In California, we're back home now, and we're just thanking God for those of you who have been tuning in and listening, and hopefully this broadcast has been a blessing to you. Glory to God. I do understand, glory to God, that I'm not called for everyone. Amen. And I know that there are some of those of you out there who may not enjoy this broadcast, maybe for some reason or another, but nevertheless, God is good, and we're going to do what we can to do what God has called us to do, because I do believe that somebody is getting a blessing out of this, and this is our quest, and this is our reason that we come on this broadcast, so that you can understand the Word of God as God has given it to me. I also understand that to every person, God has given an anointed person to bring them the Word, to give them an answer to their prayers, someone that He can use and channel, amen, His Spirit and His words and His answers down through. And I know that for someone out there, God is using me to give them a word. Now, I want to go into the Word of God, and we're going to go into prayer, but I want to give you my topic on here, and I want to share, amen, this with you on today. Amen. And the topic that we're going to be talking about is I'm just human. Amen. I am just human. Glory to God. And it's going to, amen, deal with the flesh, is going to deal with the humanistic side of man, and we're going to bring you some pertinent information, glory to God, because some of you have been wondering and some of you have been feeling bad and condemned about certain things, but I'm going to show you in the Word of God where there is no need for that. Let's bow our heads, if you would, those of you that are listening in the Word of Prayer. Father, we do thank you right now for this broadcast, and thank you for those who have tuned in and those who have called others to tune in to listen to this broadcast. And I know that through Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, you're going to anoint the words that comes out of my mouth. And I know, dear God, you're going to answer somebody's prayer. I don't know who and I don't know where. Glory to God. And I don't even know what prayer, amen, that they need answering and what miracle they need to happen in their lives. But you know, God, and I'm just going to give them exactly what you've given me. And I believe that they're going to be blessed. We bind every spirit and command them to enter into the pits of hell from which you're coming. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Amen. Glory to God. One of the things that I do have learned is that a lot of times you have to deal with your enemy, which is the devil, and command them, as Jesus did the man that were in the tombs. Amen. And when you command them in the power of God, they must obey. So we thank God for that. But the topic that we want to deal with today is, I am just human. Glory to God. Now, I could go to scriptures in the gospel where Jesus, amen, went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed. And he said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, amen, not my will, but let thine be done. We find here that Jesus, the Son of God, who is the power, the Word of God, amen, the Savior of the world, we find him in a vulnerable moment. We find him now feeling the effects of the flesh. He came to set an example for us and give us to understand that we are yet human. Now, my point is that there are many of you out there probably who have been going through situations. And I have done this myself, and that is sometimes you feel condemned because now you are preaching to others or teaching or testifying to others concerning the goodness of God, and he will bring you out and he will bless them. But then you have to look at that he hadn't brought you out yet. He hadn't brought you where you need to be. And so sometimes that puzzles, that brings an attention to the mind of a lot of you all that are out there. And then there are times when you feel up on top of the mountain and you are happy and you feel blessed. And then all of a sudden, in a split second, something comes along and knocks you for a loop and Now your spirit is all down and you're wondering where's God, and you just got through telling other people how to make it, how to pull through. Amen. And now you're in a situation where you have to take the advice that you gave others, and sometimes you feel bad because now you've given it to them, and you're in the situation, and you're not holding up what you told them to hold up. But you got to understand, glory to God, that we are human. A lot of people think that because you're a preacher and because you're a teacher and because you're anointed, amen, and because you're pastoring and because you're a bishop or whatever the title may be, that you're supposed to have problems and not worry about them. You're supposed to have problems and not allow them, amen, to agitate you, glory to God, and you're supposed to act as though you have no feelings, you have no emotions, glory to God. But that's not the point. That's not the problem. That's not the case. Amen. The Apostle Paul went back and said, Lord, there's a thorn in the flesh. For this thing I sought the Lord three times to get this thorn out of my flesh. Amen. But he didn't do it. He said, my grace is sufficient. Paul said another thing. He said, I have to watch myself that when I preach to others, at least I'd be a castaway. But there were many times when Paul fell into a state of depression. The prophet Elijah was a powerful man. He called fire down from heaven and burnt up armies. He called fire down from heaven and burnt up Jezebel's prophet, lapped up the water that was in the ditch. He did many, many works, but he got to a point where he was depressed. Amen. He said to God, he said, just take my life. Just take it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of running from these devils, and I'm tired of trying to show them what they need to do, and I'm tired of it all. And God replied to him and said, I got 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal. You are not by yourself. Elijah felt like he was all by himself preaching the gospel. There was no help. Amen. The devil wasn't after nobody but him. Amen. And so we get into that state, and these are powerful men of God, and I dare not even associate myself anywhere close to these great men of God that were in the Bible days, glory to God, Elijah. Amen. And yet they got depressed at times. They got sad. They got sorrowful. They got tired. They got tired, and then they had no one to actually come to their rescue. They were always helping somebody else. They were always blessing somebody else. But when they got in a state, who came to their aid and encouraged them? Glory to God. David did all that he could do. And when he got to the point where he was in God's will, doing what God says do, and the time was not right for him to take his rightful office, amen, and he was going knowing he was righteous, knowing that he loved God, knowing that God chose him to be king, knowing that he was anointed. And yet when he went out to fight, the enemy came and tore up his camp and tore up his house and kidnapped his family and the family of the men that were with him, glory to God. And everybody caught them as fell when they came back because they expected God to protect them because they lived holy, they lived right, and they just believed. But look what God allowed to happen. And David said unto himself, he says, there is no one around me to encourage me. I am the king, amen, the leader. I am the leader of this band, but yet there is no one to encourage me. And David says, now here what I have to do. I have to encourage myself. And there comes a time when you have to encourage yourself. Now, you would need encouraging if there was no point of depression on you. If there was not a spirit of depression trying to attack you, you would not need to rejoice. You would not need to try to comfort yourself. Amen. You wouldn't have no need to encourage yourself if that spirit of depression was not attacking you. But you got to understand that you are human. You got to understand that you're not a celestial being. You have to understand, amen, that you feel pain, you feel sorrow, you get tired. Amen. I'm tired. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. I've been there, and I had to pull out, and I had to pull out by myself. I had no help, no one to call, no mother, no father, no siblings, no friends, no one. I had to pull out by myself, and I know what it is to be in a room by yourself, depressed, and thinking that people loved you and thinking that they would understand, and yet the total opposite happened. Glory to God. I know what it is for people to lie on you and then to have folks that you thought was your friend to believe in the lie. I know what it is. I know what it feels like to be in that state. Glory to God. And this is why I love to encourage other pastors. Glory to God. I've known some that have committed suicide because they could not take the pressure and they had to live a certain way in the congregation that they didn't feel. I know what it is to come to church and put on your church face, amen, and put a smile on when all the while at home, glory to God, things are not right and your body don't feel like doing what you need to do, and the people are pulling on you and pulling on you and wanting you, and yet there's nobody to come to your aid and comfort. I know what it is to be like that, and I've known pastors to commit suicide and just give up. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I've been there. I'm not talking from what I have read or what somebody said. I'm talking from experience. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I had to come to understand that, amen, what I'm going through is nothing new. What I went through is nothing new. Glory to God. What I went through, Jesus went through it. What I went through, Elijah went through it. What I went through, amen, Moses went through it. What I went through, many of the patriarchs of old went through it. So what makes me so special, amen, that nobody else could go through it but me? Amen. We're not special. You're not special. You're human. And you have to understand what you are, who you are, what God made you. And if you did not feel pain, if you feel sorrow and feel an emotion and feel tired and feel like wanting to give up and feel like just wanting to throw up in a sense, glory to God, then you would have no need for Jesus. You would have no need for his comfort. Glory to God. One thing I've said, and I've said it on my church page of Genesis International, I have understood the principle when Jesus went to the cross. Amen. He suffered pain. He suffered agony. He suffered torment. He suffered in the hands of sinful men. Jesus, I'm talking about the preacher, the high priest, Jesus, the Word of God, who went across this world powerful, laying on hands, raising the sick, amen, raising the dead, healing the sick, doing many things, amen, and denouncing the spirit of the Pharisees, making them mad and making them upset, which caused them to crucify you. And this is one thing pastors need to understand. Glory to God. You may have people in your congregation right now just waiting for an opportunity and a chance to crucify you. Why? Because you had to correct them. You had to sit them down. I've done that many times. Amen. Don't put up with what's not necessary to put up with. If you're going to do what God says do, you've got to do it, and you've got to do it boldly. So I've had to sit the choir down. I've had to sit the ushers down. I've had to sit the deacons down. I've had to sit the preachers down. Glory to God. Amen, because you got to understand you have to be submissive to leadership, and there are a lot of people who want to be leadership. And so when the opportunity came to be crucified, there was no hesitation. Glory to God. The same principle applied to Jesus. And so when he went to the cross and he was nailed in his feet and in his hand and hair was pulled from his face and he was beat in the head with a reed cane, now he looks like a weakling. When at times he was strong, when at times he preached the word, Now he looks like a weakling, and everybody feels that he's a weakling now. And what he said and did didn't mean anything, but he had to go through that because he had to humble himself and be crucified for the sins of the world. But one thing I want you to know, when he got up on the cross, here's what he said when he got up on the cross. He said a lot of things, but this is one thing that actually stuck with me that I dwelled on, meditated on, prayed on, studied on, and he said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? This is the Son of God. This is the Word that said this. This is Jesus Christ. And I had to understand a principle, amen, that he had to feel the pain, the agony. He had to feel the disappointment. He had to feel, amen, all of that, of the people, the 5,000 one time and the 4,000 the next time, who he taught that didn't stand at his defense in court, those that pressed upon him, those in whom he healed, those in whom he raised from the dead, glory to God, those in whom he did many wonders and worked him, their children and whomever, none of them came to his defense when he went and stood before Pilate. Amen. Where were these people? And I'm sure he was wondering, where are they? If I can just get one somebody to stand with me in my defense, but there was not recorded one person that stood. How do you think Jesus felt? This is the Word of God, the Son of God. Glory to God. But he did all that to let us know also that if you're going to be glorified, you have to be crucified, and you're going to feel agony. You're going to feel disappointment. You're going to feel pressure from the people. Glory to God. You're going to be, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested in many areas with people. Glory to God. You're going to be challenged by a lot of people. You're going to be challenged by people who you thought would never challenge you. Glory to God. Doing things behind your back. And all that you've done and all that you're doing to help them, but this is the call that you asked for. This is why I say a lot of people are talking about being a pastor and a preacher, an apostle and a prophet and all these. You got to know what you're talking about if you're going to be one anointed by God, because it's more to it than just standing in the pulpit preaching and laying on hands saying, yea, I say unto thee. God's going to test you in areas that you never thought he was going to test you in. He's going to test you in areas with other people. Amen. This is why I say we're always talking about love, and I love you, and if you need me, call me, and all this kind of stuff. Amen. But there were times when I needed my fellow pastors. I needed, glory to God, the fellow preachers to come to my aid, to call me, to talk. No one picked up the phone. Amen. I'm not blaming them. I'm not laying it to their charge, because I believe God had something in store for me, the reason that he caused me to go through that with no one coming to my rescue. Glory to God. I had a large congregation. I've been all over the United States preaching. Amen. From one end of the country to the other, no one. And can you imagine how depressing that is? Can you imagine how it is nobody came to my financial aid? Nobody came to ask, did I have anything to eat? Did I have anything to put on? Did I have could I wash your clothes? Could I do anything? Nobody came to my aid. Glory to God. And God just sent one person to encourage me, and she encouraged me, and I thank God. But the depression was there. There were times when even that one person couldn't even help, because God had me in his hands. And I'm here to let you know that if you're going through something like this, similar to this, that God has you in his hands for a reason. He's allowing this to happen for a reason. Don't attribute it to your past sin. If you ask God to forgive you, he has forgiven you. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says his anger is short. He doesn't hold anger long, but he has mercy. Glory to God. And we must understand that. But, so my point is, we got to understand, don't sit around and don't allow the enemy to cause you to think lesser than what you are. Amen. Don't allow him to even think. The Bible says never think of yourself more highly than you ought to. I don't care how good you preach and how many people jump up and shout and how good you testify and how good your neighbors are to you. You've got to understand that even if you are anointed and you know the word, there's going to come a time when you are going to get depressed. That spirit of depression is coming upon you. That spirit of depression is coming upon you. But one thing you can rest assured, glory to God, it shall not overtake you unless you give in to it. But when it happens, understand that you are human. You have human frailties. You have feelings. You have emotion. Glory to God. But because that spirit, those spirits attack you, they don't even know that they're helping you. They're helping you come through. God is getting ready to raise you up. Jesus said, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" Glory to God. But what he understood is that I had to go through this in order to rise and to sit by my Father in heavenly places. In order for you to rise, you've got to go through this. And one of the reasons that you have to is because God has already planned your future, and there are people in your future who are going to be going through similar things, and you are the one that has been assigned to them to go and encourage and give them a word, and you are going to do it in a powerful way, an anointed way. Why? Because you're going to do it not only, glory to God, from the word of God, but you're going to do it from your experience. You're going to know what they're feeling. You're going to know what they're going through. You're going to know what it is, amen, when you have friends that you would think call. You're going to know when they have somebody, amen, that they thought would come to their rescue and didn't, and they're asking you about it. You're going to know what the answer is going to be for them. You're going to know what to tell them because you have been through it yourself. Everybody goes through something, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. Glory to God. You're going through something. You're going through something. The rich is going to go through something. Money came by. And please understand, there's no sin in having money. I'm not going to condemn people just because they got money. I'm not going to condemn them because they don't give me none of it. If they don't, then maybe it's the will of God. There is somebody, though. I don't have to condemn people like that. I don't have to do it. Amen. Glory to God. No matter what you need, no matter what your problem is, glory to God. Don't degrade somebody else because they have something, amen, that you don't have. Glory to God. But you're just human. And all you got to do a lot of times is tell yourself you're just human. So what does that mean, Pastor? What does that mean? That means that there are going to be times when you have to go in your closet and cry. Yes, you, big, anointed, powerful man of God, woman of God, amen. You that just got through preaching that revival and folk got saved and people came to the altar, yes, it's going to come a time that you're going to go in your closet and you're just going to cry. I have done it many times. I've rode home from church after service, tears coming down my eyes. I sat in my yard for hours in my car, tears coming out of my eyes. Nobody knew about it. Nobody knew about it because nobody, in a sense, is concerned about the leader being human. Amen. He's supposed or she's supposed to be superhuman. She's not or he's not supposed to go through what I'm going through. They're not supposed to go through what I'm going through. They've been preaching to me. They don't have certain emotions. They don't have certain feelings. They've been preaching the word. They're strong spiritually. And these people don't have a clue. Amen. As to what is going on in a leader's life or in an anointed person's life. You see them preach, and sometimes the preaching is behind a mask. I know what I'm talking about because I have done it. Amen. You're just human. That's all it is. So go in your closet. Let those tears flow. Come out victorious. Come out when you finish and God releases you, come out. Because God wants you to know that you're human. God wants you to know that you have emotions. God wants you to know that you have sorrow. God wants you to know that pressure comes on you and something to you without him, you couldn't take it at all. But it's there. God wants you to know how it feels, and he understands how it feels when disappointment comes your way, when you've depended on people and they've let you down. He's standing right there. He did not stop it. He did not call it back because he wants you to feel that. Because when you feel that and you see somebody else going through that, you can sympathize with them and your heart can go out to them. God is preparing you for something in the future. Your latter is going to be greater than your former. And it's going to be greater because you're going to meet people, you're going to help people, you're going to bless people. Amen. And you're going to go through, but you're going to bless those that are going through, and they are going to have somebody to come to their rescue who can understand what they are going through. Somebody listening to me know what I'm talking about. Somebody listening to me right now, you've been through it. Amen. No, I don't know who you are. I don't know what your name is. I wish you would give me a testimony, right? Amen. But you may not, but that's all right. Glory to God. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 492, Cordial, Georgia, 31010. If you get the zip, they'll give you the city. 31010 is easy. I'd love to hear your testimony, but a lot of you just won't take the time to do it, but that's all right. Glory to God. I still got to do what God has called me to do. I still got to give you what God has given me. And God has not given me anything to give anybody that I had been through myself. So when we're talking about being called to preach and being called to teach and all that, it's more to it than just the glamour and the glory. It's more to it than the finances and driving a Cadillac and living in a mansion and buying a jet. It's more to it than that. Glory to God. You're going to have pain. You're going to have sorrow. You're going to have disappointment. You're going to get depressed sometimes. Things are not going to always work out your way. It's going to happen in your home. It's going to happen in the church. It's going to happen, amen, on the streets. It's going to happen many places. But you got to understand, you said that God called you. And so if God calls you, then the benefits have to come with it. And these are some of the things that you have to go through before you get the benefits. God is good. God is good all the time. So I want to share that. I wanted to share that today because that's been on my heart. That's been on my heart. Amen. As I came back from California, meditating on this, glory to God, it's been on my heart because I know what it is to go through. Amen. We're not totally on the mountaintop right now, but I know God is making preparations. He's making preparations, and I'm not going to get myself. I've been to the valley. I've been there. Amen. I've walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Glory to God. Started off fearing evil, but then again, I didn't because I realized that God is with me. Glory to God. So maybe you're in that valley, but I want you to know God is with you. You don't have to quit. You don't have to give up because you're going to come out of this thing. Let me pray. Father, thank you right now for those that are listening right now. I believe that has been helped with this, oh God. And I know that you spoke to them. Not necessarily me. I'm just an instrument. But you spoke to them through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe that you encouraged them because they understand now that they are not the only one that have been through or going through what they're going through. They've got some help. They've got somebody who cares. Continue to bless them, oh God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Sit down and let us hear from you. P.O. Box 492 in Cordele, Georgia. Cordele, Georgia. The code is 31010. We don't know how long we're going to be here, but at this address, but we still want you to write. We'll let you know if it changes very soon. But we want you to drop a line to us so that we can communicate with you and still join together and be a strength that God wants us to be together. Amen. We'll be here on next Monday, God's will, at the same time, 6:30. And in the meantime, you can join me on YouTube. Amen. Go to YouTube, look up under my name, or you can go to Genesis International on your internet. Glory to God. And we are all over. Glory to God. So look at some of our broadcasts that we broadcast live, and let God bless you real good. I love you. Continue to pray for me as we pray for each other. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Amen.